Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, speaking of best, the guy who was the best man at my wedding a couple of years ago, heads up our Coors Light 2-Minute Drill, Ryan Baldinger.
Hello.
All right, hey, he's still recovering from the wedding party, trust me.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, hey. Well then, hey.
Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
Is everybody happy?
I'm not happy.
Of course you're not happy.
Cha-ching.
What does it smell like in here? It
smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Well, thank you.
A lot of perverts in here.
Sure are.
God, that was lame.
Tell me about it. Is there a website domain name that we could buy? FireJoeGibbs.com.
Why not? Now that you've done that, it's gone.
But someone out there, maybe a listener, a squatter, would go to GoDaddy.com. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do that. I'd like to be the show that starts the official tide against Joe Gibbs.
You think the time has come?
I believe so. I think as a city, Washington, D.C. is fed up with the Redskins. We can't fire Snyder.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We can't fire.
Can't we make it FireDanSnyder.com?
There already was that. Oh. There already was that. They came by with sweatshirts and T-shirts, and that site didn't last very long. What, Buzzy?
I was just going to say, a company called RedShirted.com would be happy to sell you FireJoeGibbs.com because that's one of the websites they've settled on.
Oh, so they've already sold that one.
Squatted on it, yeah.
Hold on, then you could go with FireCoachJoe.com, uh-huh. FireGibbsNow.com, ElimineGibbs.com.
Mm-hmm. How about FireJoeBugle.com?
GibbsWearsDiapers.com.
Fire Gibbs Now is available.
Fire Gibbs Now. How about that?
Fire Gibbs Now.
How about Fire Joe Gibbs Now? Oh, try that one.
I'll try that too.
How much does it cost?
You have to hurry.
I'll buy it.
Well, it doesn't say. Nobody's squatted on it yet.
Well, squat
squatted on it. What is the porn site?
Exactly.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
That's also available.
Go ahead and squat, Buzz.
FireJoeGibbsNow.com is available. Nobody owns it.
Buy it.
Well, I have to find out who to buy it from.
Go to GoDaddy.
Okay, I shall.
Please, go to GoDaddy.
Well, what website are you on right now?
Internet Explorer cannot display this page, which means
nobody
buys it.
Why do I think there are like 20 or 30 people right now that are just flying through trying to get it before we do?
Probably right.
It'll be all the same people who own the like Don and Mike Show. And
yeah, remember that guy? Didn't that guy run for Congress? That guy that did that? That got all our websites?
Oh, the guy that squatted on
all our domain names?
Yeah. Anyway, it's working out good for him. He was the big winner in that.
Yep.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. He got our domain names, and he didn't get to win his whatever the election was.
He lost his congressional campaign.
Uh-huh. And we came up with our own website.
Did Chap Peterson win?
Yes, Chap Peterson won, Mike.
Chap Peterson.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, well, God, what is the hell's wrong with this town?
Now, listen, I'm telling you, we can get some sports coverage on this if we can get like 10,000 people to sign up.
Right.
God, I wish we didn't suck so bad at the internet.
I will be the first one on there. We need to get rid of Gibbs, Snyder, the whole thing.
How the hell do we get that thing set up?
Our ace in the hole is back there eating peanuts. Remember, he's designed his own websites.
Hey, Joe?
Joe?
Yes?
Joe, if we bought the rights, could you set up FireJoeGibbsNow.com?
Yeah, I could get a basic one up right away.
What are you enjoying for lunch?
Sunflower seeds.
I'm sorry, they weren't peanuts after all, Don. They were sunflower seeds.
It'll be FireJoeGibbsNow.com. Mm-hmm. Don and Mike Show on behalf of Washington Redskins throughout the world are tired of the suffering, living in the past.
And I think it's really important to say, since we can't fire the owner.
Yes.
You know, that's the next best thing.
Although, you know what? I want to say this about you. That's the bit of Washingtonian still in you.
What's that?
That you're still, we're all mad at Snyder, but come on. Gibbs can't coach his way out of a paper bag right now.
He had a bad day yesterday.
He's had a bad day every day the last 5 years. Come on. Come on,
step
Mike.
Away. I don't like this feeling when you're standing at that microphone. You make me nervous. You feel like you're going to... Yes. You're sometimes like his henchman. You know that? I'm having a discussion with him, and you're over here going... looking at me like that, and it just irritates me sometimes.
Just my
it
Silvio.
Really does. You know, what's that? What?
Just my Silvio.
Your Silvio. Yeah, he's like your Silvio. Something. He gives. You know, you say something to me. He goes, yeah.
He looks at
and looks at me. You know, gives me that look like, yeah, you want to fight?
I never say that when I agree with you.
Excuse
should
me,
it never
yeah, that happens so much. All
you're
right.
not intimidated by my muscle?
You're not intimidated. Silvio.
You're not intimidated by
the enforcer? No.
By the enforcer, Rob Speedway?
No, I'm angered at it. I'm angered at it. I'm angered by it. I'm angered by it.
But I do think that you are
well,
holding on
but
to
I'm
that.
Not even a Redskins fan, though.
But he sucks as a coach.
And all we've ever, you know, personally, the only thing we've ever had to do with him is he's, you know, giving us dirty looks at like cocktail parties.
Yeah, but I mean, if
so I don't have any loyalty for him. I do have passionate feelings about Snyder,
but then
more so than Joe Gibbs.
Well, let's toss the old man out on his ass.
Yeah, because he's the dream pick of Snyder.
Right.
I'm neither here nor there with it.
Hello,
I just don't
show.
You don't you agree if we could fire yeah. everybody in that organization? Just start from scratch. Get
That'd
I
be
know
great.
Because I'm a Red Sox fan. I know what ownership means to an organization. If you can get great ownership, they can change the entire history of an organization.
Right, well, then join me on my website. I would like you to be my partner in
Let's
this website.
Let's get John Henry to buy the Washington Redskins.
I would like you to be my partner and fire Joe Gibbs now.
You got it. I'm with you.
I'm
with you 1,000%.
Let's see if we can get, my God, how many on the internet, you can do fake signatures and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
We can get, like,
rules. It's the Wild West.
It's the Wild West.
10,000.
No, as soon as we
up.
Have it, we have 10,000 signatures already.
Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, what's up? The Redskins are cursed by the ghost of Jack Kent Cook because the way they took the team from his family and chopped him up.
That's a good point. That's actually a very valid point. The ghost of Jack Kent Cook.
Well, as long as that little boy is at the helm, I guarantee you there will be no success for the Redskins. They will be cursed. They will all lose, and they will die young. Happy Halloween.
How are you?
Hello, Jack.
It's Veterans Day.
It was yesterday. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm just curious. Are you guys still running tape on Madden? Did you hear what he did last night?
You know, how do I say this carefully? I don't know if this is what you're going to describe. I'm going to tell you exactly what John Madden said last night, and
yeah.
I don't know if we could play the context.
Oh.
That's what I was worried about.
He was talking about, maybe we're talking about something totally different, but what I heard him say was he was talking about an offensive lineman and how the rush gets to the quarterback. And he said, every time he moves like that, he comes.
Well, I heard that, I
had to stop for a minute and think about it.
Right.
Every time he moves,
like
he
coming
comes.
At the yes. passer.
Yes, meaning right. every time he even flinches,
right.
it means he's coming.
Well, he's really, really into the game.
He's coming at the passer.
Right. 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 John Madden gets so caught up, and he does this more than anybody. Mm. You heard something else, sir?
What else did you hear?
Yes, sir. I did. He got all fired up. I think it was in the third quarter on that dropped snap with the Chargers, and he got all fired up.
How about high school football?
Huh?
Is this about high school football?
No, No. Well, yeah, he was talking about that. You're right. Yeah, but then he was talking about you can't tolerate this. You got to find out what's going on. He said you got to find out. Did the center get it up? Did the quarterback pull out? And my wife walked by and she's like, "What the hell are you watching?" And I said, "I'm watching the Colts." And she goes, "What?"
He was going off. He was going off about the center exchange,
right.
Saying that you'll learn that in junior high. You'll learn that in Pop Warner.
But the thing about Madden. Madden, you know these are honest mistakes because Madden gets so caught up in the game.
Right.
And he's such a great analyst that he just gets lost in the content of the game. It's
Here's
great.
Another Here's another one. Take it in context.
Uh-huh.
They've got a very tight shot of the guy Sean Merriman, the linebacker for the Chargers.
Right.
And Madden says, when he gets that look on his face, you know he's going to come.
An exciting game.
And John Madden's talking about football.
Yes.
That's what he's talking
when
about.
When Sean Merriman gets that look on the face,
right.
that means he's coming.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's rushing
right.
the passer.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's football analysts. That's what that is. That's all that is. Nothing
I've also noticed that someone has hipped Madden to the fact that he should call it the A gap.
Oh, the as opposed
not
to the
A hole.
John Madden.
Remember, for a long time, we would get the calls on Tuesday when he did Monday Night Football, people saying, John Madden was saying they were running it right up the A.
Now he's going into a totally different area. And you know, if so many people are talking about this today, that'll get back to Madden again. Because they lecture him about that. I'm sure they do. Hey, John, listen. What's that mean? I don't understand.
Whenever Sean Merriman makes that face, he's about to come. Really?
Sean Merriman. Football player extraordinaire.
I think you'll find that most men are like that.
Yeah.
Common expression.
Right?
On the gridiron. There you go. Look at that face. You know something's happening now. Uh-huh.
So listen, we need someone to buy this website for us, please. FireJoeGibbs.com.
Is it Fire Gibbs Now? Is that what we're
Whatever doing? Is available, Mike.
Right.
And then we got to send it out to ESPN, to the sporting news.
Right.
To everybody. Joey. Hi.
I'm just about to purchase FireJoeGibbsNow.com.
There it is.
Wonderful. Beautiful. How long till you can get that? How long till you can get it up, Joe?
Let me check. I might have some web space, but I'm not sure. So it could be as early as an hour, or it sometimes takes a couple of days.
So, well, that's quite a
one hour to 2 days.
That's quite a space. What do you think it's closer to, 1 hour or 2 days?
I mean, if you have to buy the bandwidth, it takes a couple of days for it to float around the world.
Is that space as big as the A gap?
Hey, Joe?
Yeah, right up the A gap.
Did you see that look on Sean Merriman's face last night? That means he's about to come.
And I saw him come, too.
Uh-oh.
Or go.
It was a good football game.
He got a lot of pressure on Peyton Manning last night.
Yeah, yeah. Another loss for the Colts.
It's all about pressure.
And, hey, Adam Vinatieri.
he had a good one. He snuck it in. I like that.
I heard.
It's all about pressure.
I heard.
Well, I mean, you know, Peyton has always had a pretty quick release.
Okay, I just want to say, if you're going to continue this, it'll get to the point where you're going to get mad because I'll say something that you go, oh.
It's going to escalate.
No, I won't.
Sure you will.
No, I won't. What are you doing to me today? First of all, I'm the Joe Gibbs guy. What? I don't care one way or the other. Then I'm the guy that said, no, I think this is fine.
I think
I'm going to get mad and go, oh, Jackson.
No, hold on. Yeah, boy. No, what I'm saying is it gets competitive.
Right.
And because we are on a topic.
You'll go
over the top.
Yeah, but that doesn't, I mean, you know. That,
really?
That's as quick as the delay.
But what if no one hits the button? I hit the button myself.
You hit the button on your own.
Probably.
That time.
You see what can happen.
Did I make you do that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is that what your point was?
Yes.
Well, I'm just over here, you know, just trying to have a little fun, folks.
You don't have any kick you sign on you today. Stop that.
I just try to have a little fun, folks.
Stop that, for goodness sakes.
Well, it's all because of him. It's all because of Silvio over there. Yep.
I agree.
Absolutely. Silvio. It's his fault. It's his fault. I blame him in totality.
Well, you should have been at dinner. He's just fighting. He's letting some of the aggression from his loveless marriage come through here on the radio.
Yeah, it was fine when he used to take it all out on her. And now he brings it into the studio with him. It's fine when he used to let his fist do the talking. Everything was 100% A-OK.
FireJoeGibbsNow.com. Sometime in the Joe, is it a question like of just putting?
Don't you think that's a little strong, though?
Is it a question of just putting bucks together to buy the bandwidth? Is that what it is?
Well, it's been my experience. Once you register a
domain,
it has to cycle through the World Wide Web, which can take 24 to 48 hours.
I think you got the right guy on it, though, don't you, Mike?
I think this is going to be big, and they. And you know what? Not only that, but I think it's going to work.
Gibbs with 1B.
Joe, do you have any coaching experience?
Who are we bringing in? Who are we bringing in? Because we have to, you know, those questions are going to surface after Gibbs. Who do you bring in?
Oh, my God. I mean, are you asking me that seriously?
Well, we're going to have to answer that seriously once we
can be discussed.
Once we direct
it's
this
a clear,
fire.
It's a clear choice, I think.
Who's that?
Richie Pettibone.
I'm sure Richie's not doing anything. It's fantastic. Hey, I got another name. Seriously, and he is coaching.
Who's that?
Russ, and he's very successful. Russ Grimm.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Mike.
Russ Grimm.
Let me tell you something.
That's what's going to cover our ass.
Hey, Rain Man.
Yes, sir.
Tell you something.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Because Russ Grimm is a guy who would pick up Snyder,
right,
by his little collar and say,
yep,
listen, buddy, me run the team.
We get Russ Grimm on the show, too.
Let's buy hirerussgrimmnow.com.
Hire Russ Grimm now.
And firejoegibbsnow.com.
Absolutely. And can't we kind of keep them together?
You can do your Russ Grimm work on the Fire Joe Gibbs website.
Hire Russ Grimm now. Who's he the coordinator for?
Arizona.
Hey, hey, hey.
Arizona.
Hey, hey. Who
doesn't want out of that asshole? Who doesn't want out of that asshole?
Right.
Well, no, that's not true. Arizona's beautiful. Phoenix is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just come here now because we've got better traffic. Yeah. Well, leave sunny
why not?
Phoenix.
It's godaddy.com.
Right.
Buy these websites for us.
Fire
please.
Joe Gibbs now. Hire Russ Grimm now.
And how about this one? DonnaMikeArSwell.com.
DonnaMikeArSwell.
Taken.
Got it.
How about DonnaMikeArGroovy.com? Mm.
How about Donna Mike make a face when they're going to.
Come on.
No, that's much too long.
No.
That's too long.
When we're playing football. Uh-huh. Right. Donna Mike make faces when right. they're going to come on Peyton Manning.
Donna Mike have a quick release. You got it?
Hi, Joe.
Joe has paper.
I got it.
What is it?
It is www.firejoegibbsnow.com.
Incredible.
Can you get hire Russ Grimm now? .com?
I don't like Russ Grimm. So you guys can do it.
No, go do it.
No, too late because I could have gotten it for $6. Now I have to pay another $10 for it. Besides, Russ Grimm sucks. We want Bill Cowher.
We don't want Bill Cowher.
Yes, we want Bill
Cowher. We want Russ Grimm.
Petty Bone.
Russ Grimm.
Great grill.
All right, I'll say it. Spurrier.
Oh, yeah.
Bring back Steve.
Spurrier. Redo. Redux. Or Ari.
Yeah, Spurrier Redux.
R-E-D-U-X.
Reprise. Reprise. We're idiots.
Is the media calling us yet about firejoegibbsnow.com?
There is a TV truck outside of the studio right now.
Really? Good golly, where's Holly?
It's Lindsay Zarniak, who's at our door right now.
All right.
Lindsay Zarniak is here to discuss the faces that Sean Merriman makes when he's about to come.
We're going to actually have Mr. Burbank talk to her, give her a little quiet time before the big interview.
On a blitz. Well, listen, let's take a moment.
It's Veterans Day
for that, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.